Find a comfortable position, seated or lying down. Let your hands rest easily. Let your jaw soften. Let your shoulders drop. Take a slow breath in through your nose and a longer breath out. Again, in and out. You don't have to do this perfectly. You don't have to do anything really. Just notice, you're here. Breathing is already happening, quietly, faithfully, without your supervision. Some part of you is always working in the background. Heartbeats, digestion, repair, balance, even while you sleep. It isn't free. It costs energy. A steady, invisible budget. A subconscious tax. Paid for you, so you can live. Let that land. Breathe in and let it go. Now widen your awareness. Not into the future. Not into a plan. Just the world that holds you. Think of warmth in winter. Water flowing from a faucet. Food waiting on a shelf. Light when you flip a switch. You may pay for these things, but you don't attend to the entire chain. You don't follow every step. You don't supervise every hand. You don't stand guard over the whole system. The background carries it. And because the background carries it, your attention is freed. Attention is precious. Attention is costly. Attention is the most expensive currency you spend in a day. So much of modern life is training you to spend attention on the merely necessary, the repetitive, the monitoring, the checking, the constant confirming, as if the highest purpose of a human mind is supervision, but it isn't. Let a single word float into your awareness. Worker. Just the word. Worker. If it brings up pressure, let the pressure be seen. If it brings up fear, let the fear be seen. No judgment, no argument, just noticing. Now soften your grip on that word. Gently, like opening a clenched hand. Worker is a survival role, a chapter, not an identity, not a soul, not a purpose. Breathe in and out. Now bring to mind one person you love. Don't analyze. Don't explain. Just let their presence arrive. A face, a voice, a moment. Notice what your body does. The breath. The chest. Love doesn't require optimization. Love requires presence. Now bring to mind meaning. Not as a concept, but as a feeling. The feeling of something being worth your attention. The feeling of alignment. The feeling of this matters. Meaning isn't what you earn after finishing a list. Meaning is what appears when you are truly here. And now, presence. Presence is simple. It's the ability to be with what is real. This breath, this body, this moment, this life. Breathe in and let it go. Now imagine the background expanding. Not as a threat. As relief. Imagine the checking disappearing. The correcting disappearing. The re-explaining disappearing. The babysitting disappearing. Imagine more of the merely necessary becoming quiet, reliable, automatic. Like breathing, like heartbeat, like water. Notice what that gives you. It gives you back your day. It gives you back your life. Now ask yourself softly, if you no longer had to spend expensive attention on the merely necessary, what would you finally attend to? Not what comes next, not what's impressive, not what performs, what matters most. Let your answer be simple. Love, meaning, presence. Stay with that, just for a few breaths. In and out. The background expands so you can finally attend to what matters most. Being human was never about being a worker. It was always about love, meaning, and presence. And for a moment, let that be enough. When you're ready, feel the surface beneath you. Notice sound. Notice light. Return gently. Carry one quiet choice with you. Today, I will treat my attention as sacred, and I will spend it on what matters most.